This weekend, I got an email from a couple not too far from Solon Springs, Wisconsin, who spotted a weird hummingbird at their feeder starting last Thursday. They took photos, which they sent to me. It was definitely one of the hummingbirds belonging to the genus Selasphorus, almost definitely an immature rufous hummingbird. Since it wasn't too far away, I hopped in my car to check it out and take some pictures myself. The little guy is tiny but feisty. John and Val immediately had noticed how it had taken over one of their feeders and was keeping most of the ruby throats at bay. By the time I got there Saturday afternoon, the burgeoning numbers of ruby throats were starting to fight back. Male ruby throats are already migrating, so many of the ones we're seeing right now are from farther north. At least one female was coming with her fledglings. If your hummingbirds are always territorial and you're suddenly noticing a group of two or three that feed together without fighting, I think it's almost always an adult female and her two recently fledged babies. Right now, babies that have grown independent are almost doubling the hummingbird population, and adult females are pigging out to prepare their bodies for the rigors of migration, so feeders are abuzz. With the drought, it's important not to make your sugar water too strong, since birds require enough fluids to metabolize sugar or they grow dehydrated. So make it no stronger than 1/4 cup sugar per cup of water. During the short weeks when your feeders are attracting lots of hummingbirds, set out extra feeders. Wasps seem to be worst during droughts, and this year is no exception. Those yellow wasp traps work against some species, but not others. I'm not sure what to do about the ones that don't go into the traps. When I was working on my book, sitting constantly at my computer at my favorite feeder window, I used a portable vacuum cleaner to suck the wasps away from the feeder. A few of my hummingbirds figured out that the vacuum was their friend and quickly learned how to catch my attention by hovering at eye level, staring at me out the window. One female even started impatiently but softly hitting the window glass, her way of saying, "Lady, get the vacuum." Now I'm not able to spend as much time at my window, and that gives the wasps the upper hand. But after seeing the rufous hummingbird in Wisconsin, I'm resolved to get rid of at least some of those wasps and also to set out more feeders for my own hummers. It's thrilling to get a rare hummingbird, and our own little ruby throats deserve protection from the wasps too, so my vacuum's coming out today. I have photos of the Wisconsin rufous hummingbird on my blog, which links from www.lauraerickson.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.